at WrestleMania, I am gonna up Roman Reigns.
All right, welcome everyone to another edition of Pro Wrestling Therapy. My name is Bates.
I'm Harsh.
And we are ready to talk some wrestling. Here's the hot topics, everybody. Brock Lesnar staying with the WWE, Heist.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
To say the least. Oh, man. It makes the WrestleMania main event so much more exciting because if we would have found out that Brock was going to UFC, then that match would almost be pointless to even watch because we would know that Roman Reigns would win. But now it's like, oh, who's going to win? Who's going to win? You know what I mean?
Well, what made it even more interesting is that, you know, Brock, not only did he say he was staying with WWE, but, you know, and that he re-signed, but he said he had no interest in going back to UFC.
Yeah, like his career was over. His MMA, mixed martial arts career was done. That's a huge deal, and I'm sure it really, it's not just something that's like, well, he could just throw it in the garbage. I'm sure that means a whole lot to him, you know, because, I mean, that's something that he loved to do, you know, but I think he's looking long term. What can he do to support his family and longevity, you know?
That's good, but the thing, you know, the thing I'm hoping for about the whole situation, him resigning,
yeah,
I'm really hoping that he's, well, I know he'll probably still be sort of a part-timer, but I hope he wrestles like more than like, you know, 4 or 5, 6 times a year.
Yeah, I know what you mean, like how he,
yeah,
how he'd come in and just make some appearances and like wrestle a handful of times.
But I think he'll be there more often now since he's actually resigned.
All right, check this out, Heist. This is what it says here. It says, Lesnar said he always has fun, and people who watch his matches also have fun. Lesnar said he loves the pro wrestling business and hates the travel, so this new deal is good for him. So that might be a sign that maybe he's not going to travel as much.
Yeah.
You know?
And I also heard they paid him a really good amount.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Gave him a really good amount, you know, to stay.
That is crazy. It's almost mind-blowing when you think about it. I mean, how much money? I mean, who knows what the number is? Good grief.
Yeah, and now I'm starting to think, you know, like as far as that, you know, the main event with him and Reigns at WrestleMania, you know.
Yeah.
Is Reigns actually going to win the belt? Because, you know, because of Brock Lesnar staying now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for, but, you know.
I mean, the way I see it,
happens.
Roman Reigns will win the championship. I just don't know if it's going to happen at WrestleMania. You know, he's going to win the title. It's just a matter of when, you know. And more than likely, he'll end up winning at Mania. But now it's a much better, like we were just talking about, it makes it more exciting. It'll make the match more fun to watch, you know.
Let me bring this up for a possibility.
Pull,
you know, we brought up predictions and stuff, like who is predicting. You know, I said something about Randy Orton beating Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
And then Roman Reigns goes on to beat Brock Lesnar. And then Rollins cashes in on Reigns.
Yeah.
But since Lesnar's staying, and Randy Orton actually beat Rollins, if he beats Rollins, I could see a fatal four-way, like, and one of the next pay-per-views.
Oh, yeah.
Brock Lesnar versus Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good. That would be a good pay-per-view main event for sure.
Yeah.
I would pay $99.99.
$99.99. That's a lot better than $60 or whatever.
Oh, good gosh, man. If I had to hear that one more time. JBL?
Yeah, JBS said enough.
I mean, JBL freaking rules, other than saying that crap 5 million times. And I know he was just doing what he's told. But come on, man. Come on, John.
But, you know, he's just doing his job. He's trying to make, you know, where people know.
Yeah.
He's trying to get it, you know, through people's heads, you know.
The people that don't.
Don't go and waste a lot of money, you know, when you can just get it for $9.99.
For real.
So.
I mean, it is almost ridiculous when you think about people. People still pay for pay-per-view like that. I mean, that's crazy. Like, get rid of that, you know. Get the internet, man, and save some money. All right, cool. So
exactly.
Brock Lesnar staying with the WWE. Heist, is it a good thing or is it a bad thing?
Oh, it's definitely a good thing, without a doubt.
All right. Well, there you hear it, folks. We're going to talk a whole lot more about some wrestling coming on up. Oh, are you ready for it tonight, Heist?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
Oh, yeah. We'll be right back. Hey, we're back. Yeah. Pro Wrestling Therapy, here we are. We're going to do the SmackDown rundown real quick. SmackDown was pretty good this past week, man, you know. Top of the show, we saw Roman Reigns come out, who was interrupted by Mark Henry, who then proceeded to put Roman Reigns over, saying that he believes in Reigns and he knows that he can beat Lesnar.
Well, I thought that was really awesome. Yeah, that Mark Henry basically gave him the, what's the word I'm looking for?
Give him the rub.
Yeah, he gave him the rub.
Yeah, I mean, Mark Henry, he's a legend, man. He's a former world champion, world's strongest man. He pretty much endorsed your boy, Roman Reigns.
Oh, yeah.
Thought it was great, man.
Yeah, it was. It was awesome.
Yes, sir.
No pun intended.
Seth Rollins, Kane, J&J Security come out. Rollins teasing, cashing in his Money in the Bank contract at WrestleMania, holding up the case saying anything can happen at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
You were just talking about that a moment ago.
Yeah.
Before the commercial break there, you're talking about, you know, what if and all that. I mean, hey, it's certainly happened. I mean,
it's a good possibility.
We saw a great Divas matchup between Paige versus Brie Bella. Oh, the Foxy versus the Foxy. And there was no Alicia Fox involved.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to really, like, give it to those ladies, man. And not, that sounds terrible. I have to really, like, tip my hat to those ladies, Heist, because they really bust their butts, man, and they know what they're doing in the ring, and they do the women's division very proudly.
We have Paige, AJ Lee, Nikki, and Brie Bella. All they're the top four out of all the divas.
Yes,
in my opinion,
they are the elite. And here's the thing: if the girls in NXT were on the main roster, it would probably be a different. It would be different.
Yeah, like Charlotte.
Oh, man. And Sasha Banks.
Yes, yeah, Sasha. Gosh, my boss.
That girl right there is going to be a freaking star, man. She's going to flourish. I'm not meaning to sidetrack on NXT, but golly. When she shows up on the main roster, man, that's when the game changes for the women's division, buddy. That's just my opinion. So I've got it in my notes. I don't remember exactly. Paige won that match against Brie Bella.
Yeah, I believe she did.
I think so. All right. Well, here we go. We got the Gigantra Intercontinental Gauntlet match. Gauntlet. Yum. Ziggler pins Bryan in the end with the Ziggler 1-2-3. Yay!
That was a It's quite a bit of a surprise, but
yeah, it went on forever too. I mean, it was great.
DZ going over DB.
Exactly, man. You could not have said it better, Heis. But yeah, man, and those two guys right there, that's a dream match anyways, man. I say put the title on one of them, and let's have a nice little feud between the two, shall we?
Well, I'll give my opinion on that, my prediction on that later.
He's going to hold it in for the Mania prediction stuff.
Exactly.
Okay. Hey, Tyson Kidd, Natalya's husband. Hey, buddy. And what's his name? Antonio Cesaro. Drop the Antonio Cesaro. And along with Natalya, the tag team champion guys, you know, versus Los Matadores and the Bull. Or Torito. El Torito.
Again, let me say that was some bull about the whole, I guess, with the whole finish of that, you know, like with the.
Well, you know, it wasn't too bad because Natalya actually hit like a sit down power bomb on El Torito for the 1-2-3.
Okay. Yeah, well, I must have missed that.
That was pretty cool, man. Yeah, no joke, man. She pulled a Batista even better than the man himself. And she looks good. I just have to say, she looks really good in her leather pants.
She's a nice looking lady.
She pulls it off. I think that it only helps her character. She looks more like she fits the heel role better. Like she's not really a heel, but she's kind of dancing on the fence.
If you remember back in the day, her and Beth Phoenix was a part of WWE.
Oh,
yeah. They were an awesome team.
Oh, man. I would love to see that again. I mean, that was like. And here's just something to throw out there. Let's get some freaking Divas Tag Team Championships, for goodness sakes.
Amen.
Why not? Why not? You know, what makes them any different than the men, man? You know? I mean, we know what makes them different, but as far as their wrestling ability, what makes them different? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, give them the shot, man. But, yeah, anyways.
Hashtag give Divas a chance.
Give them women a shot, please. So, yeah, Roman Reigns, Mark Henry versus Kane and Seth.
Yeah, and Mark Henry got laid out.
Oh yeah, backstage. Yeah, you're right. So it was a handicap match going forward, but then bam, out of nowhere, in a very very quick, Reigns pins Kane with a spear in no time. 1-2-3.
Yeah, he caught Seth Rollins jumping off the top rope with a Superman punch, and then Kane came in. He Roman Reigns ducked the clothesline, and bam, gets hit with a spear. 1-2-3.
And then Randy Orton showed up, right, and attacked Rollins, and then like security galore, and then Orton mows him down.
Yeah,
it's crazy, man. Silent. Yeah. So it was like a power slam. Randy Orton hit his big power slam on Orton. He hit a power slam on himself because it's very possible. He had a power slam on Rollins. RKO on Noble. Mercury does his routine jump off the ropes and takes an RKO. Like, we didn't see that stuff coming.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, you know, it looks good, but come on, dude.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Rollins escapes Orton, and then the show is over. We get the credits.
Yeah.
Overall, I thought it was a good show. I mean, SmackDown is what it is, man.
Mm-hmm.
So moving along to the flagship show that we just had. Oh, my golly, G. Monday Night Raw was all up in her face. All up in her face.
All up in her face. Exactly. I thought it was a very good show.
And let me just say it right off the bat because I don't have it in my notes. Kevin Nash is coming into the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well deserved.
And they did a tease. They said at first, you know, they was talking about how Shawn Michaels was going to induct him. Mm-hmm. And then I seen this on NordVQ that Mick Foley tweeted a thing saying like he was going to induct him, but he was just playing. And then it went back to Shawn Michaels sending a tweet about Nash getting inducted.
Yeah. So what did that say? Because I actually was going to read that.
I can't exactly remember, but it was just like Mick Foley was just saying it like sarcastically, basically.
Actually, it opened it up, and from how I understand it, there on NoDQ.com is what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. I guess they like use like an embedded code, much like how you would use like for a video to play, you know. But they do it for the little the image for when people tweet to put that up there. So, in other words, when I went to it on NoDQ.com, it wasn't showing up. It was just showing a line. It was like, and here's what they said, ladies and gentlemen. And then it was just a line. And I was like, oh, come on, man. You know? I was like, come on. They showed up. So I didn't get the lowdown on that. But, you know. But hey, man. Moving along. Monday Night Raw. And, you know, once again, congratulations to Kevin Nash, man. Because, you know, I never met the guy. But he's my brother's favorite wrestler. So you got to love him.
Oh yeah,
Nash freaking rolls from. Let's think back real quick, guys. The Master Blaster to Oz to Vinny Vegas.
Is it all kinds of gimmicks? That's for sure.
Diesel, I mean, Big Daddy Cool. I mean, you know, he's Kevin Nash, man. Congratulations, sir. You are a true. You're right up there with Hulk Hogan, in my opinion, buddy. On the definition of what pro wrestling should be. So, congratulations, man.
Oh, yeah. Congrats to Kevin Nash.
Like, he's really going to be listening. But, you know, just in case. Yeah, buddy. So, at the top of the show, Heist, we get Sting, man. For the first time ever, it's a huge deal. Sting opens Monday Night Raw.
All I can say is, that was awesome.
For real, man.
I mean,
we're just days away from WrestleMania at this point. And we get Sting coming out to talk about Triple H and, you know, and what Stephanie comes out too, right?
She comes out. Oh, yeah, Stephanie came out first and confronted Sting and...
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then Triple H ended up coming up. I think Sting says some derogatory things to Steph or something.
She tried to slap him.
That's what I was about to say. She tried to slap him and Sting grabbed her wrist.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, Triple H hits.
So basically, Sting blocks Stephanie's finishing move and then Triple H comes out.
That's great. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
It's a delight. It's a delightful.
Yeah, it's a good thing he blocked it because he might have got knocked out.
Yeah, I mean, you never know, man. Hey, but so yeah, so Triple H comes out, and then of course he—I don't even know. Honestly, Heist, man, I'll be honest with everybody. I don't even remember anything that he said. I don't even remember anything about what happened after that. Do you? I mean, it's okay if you don't. It just seems like they didn't do anything memorable. Like it was just kind of like typical. Let's leave it hanging until.
Well, no, I'll tell you. Right there in the end, Triple H was and Sting was still in the ring. Stephanie was outside and she was like she went like under the ring to grab something. She grabbed Triple H's sledgehammer.
Oh, you are right, my friend. She did.
And then Triple H, you know,
she had this
getting
look
ready
on her
to
face.
Get. She's getting ready to hand Triple H the sledgehammer. Sting gets his baseball bat. His black baseball bat out.
He matched him. He's like, "You got your weapon. Well, hey, look what I got."
Yeah.
He's like, "It doesn't matter, Triple H, that you got this giant, heavy." Huge metal thing that could just crush me. I've got this piece of wood, man.
Yeah, man.
Batter it up. It is great, man. I mean, it couldn't get much better than that, dude. I mean, we're going to see a classic in that one.
Well,
so, yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, something I wanted to mention. You know, you're talking about Sting.
Yes.
and I've been wanting to talk about, like, this for a while, but you know, it's like Sting. You got the Sting, like, and he, you know, when Shawn Michaels was wrestling, you know, and you know, the late great Eddie Guerrero, you know, I love all those guys, but the main thing I like about them was they're Christian.
Oh yeah,
they're good, true, good, hearty men.
Totally, sir. And you can see it too. It's like, and it's cool because they don't do it in a bad way. You know, they're just like, well, this is who we are, and here we are. You know.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Definitely. And, man, you know, we'll talk about Sting a little more when we get to the WrestleMania. Because I keep kind of wanting to talk about the Mania match, and then I'm like, well, I'm trying to hold back. Dean Ambrose.
Oh, the lunatic fringe.
He and Ron the Truth Killings, a.k.a. R-Truth, they took on those guys. You know, those guys. Those guys. Luke Harper and Stardust. Yeah, I mean, that team right there is awkward, and you know, it worked. It was an incredible match to watch.
Oh yeah, they had a bunch of crazy guys in there, man. Like, you know, Dean Ambrose, he's the lunatic fringe, and then you got Luke Harper. He ain't quite right. He's pretty crazy too, and you got the Stardust, which is. He's like, he's from another world or something, like cosmic world. And
R-Truth and Gene Ambrose.
And you got R-Truth where, you know, he's not doing it now, but he, you know, he used to do the little Jimmy thing. And,
oh, golly. Oh, Jimmy. Let down, Jimmy. Yeah, I mean, all right, here's the thing. Cody Rhodes is a great wrestler. The Stardust gimmick, it's all right. It can work. It can work. Luke Harper, fantastic, man. Underrated. Gotta love him. He's fantastic, man. He can talk on the microphone. He can get it done in the ring. He's believable. He doesn't look like a character. He looks like someone real. And I dig that, you know. Same with Dean Ambrose. You know, he's a real dude, you know.
I tell you what, like, this tag team match, in my opinion, it was all the only reason, the main reason they did this match, it was to just do a build up for the IC title ladder match.
Yep, that's all it was. Nothing more, nothing less. Monday Night Raw, just to remind people, hey, we got a killer Intercontinental Championship ladder match coming up. Mania, don't miss it. 999. Yeah, same thing for the following match. I didn't even write down the participants. All I wrote down was 10-man tag match hype. Rumble dang. That's all I wrote, man. Do you know what I'm talking about? It was a 10-man. It had like Damian Sandow and The Miz, I think. And then like some other people from the Andre the Giant Rumble that's coming up.
Well, you know, I was kind of surprised that The Mizdow was still out there with The Miz. After the Miz, because The Miz, you know, got Mizdow or Skull Crushing finale. I can't remember exactly what.
Yeah, I forgot it. Yeah, you're right. He did, and it's like he didn't even. No big deal. I'm out there with you, man. Oh. Oh, yeah, and it was like a video package that played somewhere about Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart, that new movie. I think, you know, that new movie Get Hard, they're trying to promote. They were talking to Miz and Mizdow, and they were, like, putting Mizdow over. I thought that was cool, saying he had a look about him and stuff.
Oh, yeah. The cool. Miz was getting so mad.
Yeah.
He's getting some jealousy big time.
And that's the cool thing about WWE. You won't see that kind of thing in TNA, man.
No.
Not to knock TNA. TNA's, they're stepping up, man. I mean, I think that, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Honestly, like I said, I didn't even write down the participants of that match because, like you said about the previous match, how it was hype for the Intercontinental Championship match at WrestleMania. This 10-man tag match was nothing more but hype for the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And I honestly didn't even watch it. That's why I just jotted down what I did. But, you know, regardless of who won that, it's still going to go down like it does. Moving along, Seth Rollins, J&J Security versus Randy Orton.
Yeah, that was pretty obvious. They had to, they did the thing with, you know, everybody, you know, voted. It was like,
yeah, Randy, you know what? I actually voted, Heist. You know who I voted for?
Who?
Big Show. I did. I swear I did. I voted on my phone, dude.
Hey. But, you know, that was pretty obvious who it was going to be. I mean,
oh yeah,
was it going to be Big Show or Kane? It was going to be J&J Security and Seth Rollins because they're making this big deal. Orton wanted to get his hands on Seth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's cool. I mean, they're doing the best they can, I guess, you know. I mean, Big Show and Kane have been played out to the maximum. Those poor guys, man. They should just let them be monsters, man. They should let Kane be a monster. They should let the Big Show be a relentless giant that nobody can stop, and let them win the tag belts. Let them hold the tag belts for a year and a half and be undefeated, man. That's what they should do.
Well, the only way I could actually see Kane coming back as a monster is if he came back with a mask.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't be a monster unless you wear a mask these days, especially if you've gone the route he has.
Tell Brock Lesnar that.
Oh, man. That right there, that's like a whole new world that's just opened up. But, yeah, so we'll get a RKO on Jamie Noble. 1, 2, 3. Randy Orton, he successfully tugs another one under the sheets.
Yeah.
And, you know, says goodnight.
RKO out of nowhere.
Yes, sir, indeed. And, so, yeah, then we get a nice Divas match, man. Paige versus Nikki Bella, the Divas champion.
Yeah, it was
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, the Divas championship was actually on the line, and Paige and AJ was trying to discuss who is going to go for the title. And the whole thing with that was, with Nikki said she was going to put her belt up, it's like she was putting her belt up to try to actually divide, you know, AJ and Paige and try to get them to go against each other.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, the Bellas know they got a bad blood with each other. Or they did.
Yeah, planting the seed for a little me action. And what happened after the match? You know, Nikki Bella ended up winning the match after a distraction. Paige lost, and then her and it seemed like she jumped on AJ there for a moment.
Yeah, I remember
some haymakers at her.
Yeah, right before the match ended, AJ was outside the ring, and she went and hit Brie Bella, and then Paige come up behind her and just like put her hand on her shoulder and.
Oh yeah, on the outside.
AJ obviously thought it was Nikki, and she, bam, did an elbow, but it was she elbowed Paige, and that's what did it.
It was a nice long match. I remember, Nikki kicked out of the Rampage, dude. Remember that?
Yeah,
which is Paige's finishing move, and problems with AJ led to the 3 count. You know. Which led to the cat fight.
It's crazy. Cat fight, cat fight.
Cat fight.
Cat fight.
Yeah. So, hey, man. Axelmania. Axelmania.
Oh, man.
What do you think about Axelmania, sir?
Well, I don't know.
It's got some tinsel on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, Snoop Dogg was out there, man. Snoop, he was looking good, man. He's funny, dude. He had a good exchange there with old Axel. And then lo and behold, who would come out?
Hulk Hogan.
Yes, indeed. The man himself. Yeah, he come on out there and he told, first of all, him and Snoop Dogg were hilarious together. That's like the two people that you just don't see hanging out. And then Hogan actually like said something like, "Snoop, you know about this. What's he been smoking?" I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan saying that.
And another funny part was, you know, it was Curtis Axel, he ripping his shirt off like, just like Hulk Hogan, right in front of him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was pretty great.
Yeah. Part of me was kind of hoping that he would say, "Hey, you know what, Axel? Stop being a douche, and I'll get behind you and say you're the man." You know, I was kind of hoping Hogan would say, "Look, brother, come with me, and I'll teach you the way." You know, that's what I was kind of hoping for. And yeah, it didn't happen, but that's all right. That would have been great. You know, give him 3 weeks, do a little vignette, Hogan and Axel. He's training them. He's giving them, he's feeding them vitamins. He's teaching them his prayers. You know, whatever.
But
lots of training.
But instead, we got Axel trying to punch Hogan, and Hogan hits Axel, and then Snoop Dogg throws Axel over the top rope.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know how many times he's been thrown over the top rope, considering he's still in the Royal Rumble or whatever.
Mr. Perfect would have been shaking his head. He'd be like, "Come on."
Yeah, like, come on, can't you treat my son better than that?
Yeah, I mean, the guy is, he is the freaking DNA of Mr. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Signed by the WWE. Running around in the ring there. And they got him acting like Hulk Hogan. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, I'm not going to go off too much. Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, they were back out there with a little tag team action. Natty in their corner versus Los Matadores with the Bulls stuff. And, you know, the Bull ends up pinning Natty in the end. Dangleberry.
Yeah, it was just crazy.
Oh yeah, it's good stuff right there.
I mean, it's good that they're setting up a match for the, you know, they got a match set up for the kickoff pre-show with the tag titles, but
yeah.
You know,
hey, now let's set that for the record, man. I'm sure we'll talk about it again, but who all is in that tag team match? Because my brother and I were talking about it, and I could not for the life of me figure out who that team was.
Of course, the champions, Tyson Kidd and Cesaro.
Yes.
And then you have
Los Matadores. And the Usos.
And, yeah, who is the other team?
That's what I was saying. Who is it?
I'm sitting there trying to think who it is.
It's definitely not the Ascension, because they're in the Battle Royal red.
I was about to guess them, but you know, I was like, listen, I thought, no, they're in the Battle Royal. That's not them.
It's not the Miz and Mizdow.
Who is that? I can't remember now.
I mean, it's so obvious. When we go back, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's whoever it is. I mean, they probably won't win, and if they do, I hope they do. But, you know. So, anyways, we'll, let's face it, folks. We're not going to figure it out right now. And it's all right, you know. It's going to happen how it does. It's going to be
right.
Fun. It's going to be a good match. They're going to put it out there. I mean, it's, you know, I can't believe we can't remember who it is. Rusev. We saw Rusev take on Jack Swagger. That wasn't anything impressive. I mean, you know, it was just
more of
the same.
It was a decent match, a decent okay match, but you know, yeah. Basically the same outcome. You know, Rusev puts Swagger in the accolade at the end, and Swagger taps out. And you know, of course, this time, you know, Lana's still out or still not there.
Yeah,
you know, she's usually the one to have Rusev to let go of the accolade. Rusev keeps it on Swagger, just keeps it on him, and he's keeping it on him. Of course, for purpose, and I knew that. I knew that was what he was doing. He was keeping it on him. He was trying to, you know, push John Cena to come out there.
No, yeah, he was basically fishing for John Cena.
And then Cena did come out there and then Cena got a few blows in there and they brawled Cena got his few licks in there and then all of a sudden, man, it was all Rusev, man. Rusev just took over and just beat the living dog crap out of Cena.
Oh yeah. It's nice to see Cena get beat up like that, you know? It's nice to see that these newer guys and more people are, because there for a while he was portrayed as like the Superman, and you know, I mean, come on, you know,
yeah.
Anybody can beat anybody on any given day, and it's good that I think Triple H is finally getting that across to Vince McMahon that with this whole reality era, it's so much more than just a word. It's you know, and really, we gotta fool the smart people these days, the people that are wise to the wrestling business, and that's what they're having to do, man. They're having to fool people like you and I, man, because everybody, just about everybody that's a wrestling fan these days, are on the level, you know.
Yeah, you know, you got to give John Cena credit too for to taking it, going out there, and you know, just letting Rusev just. You know, beat him down.
Oh yeah, that right there shows that he's a team player. You know.
I mean, oh yeah.
He's been there, done that, and I think he knows there's really nothing left for him to do anymore other than go back down to mid-card status and make the United States Championship freaking awesome, and probably like make people like him even better. I like John Cena if he, you know, shoot, man. I respect him a whole lot more already for going down and doing that. He basically said, okay, I've been the main event for however long. Well, I'm not going to be the main event, and I'm okay with that.
Well, you know, it's like the same with Daniel Bryan.
Yep. Daniel Bryan never really seemed like somebody that would make a big deal about it. I could see John Cena back a couple years ago maybe making a big deal, but now it seems like he's getting it. You know, He's like, okay, I've been around for 10 years. Got all these new guys coming in. Let's give them a little shine and let me work with some of the new guys and put them over and let them beat the crap out of me. And that's what he's doing. And it takes a lot, you know, to go out there and let somebody just beat you up, you know. It takes trust.
Yeah.
I guarantee you they've went out to eat at dinner together before. You know, for that to go down.
I mean, oh yeah,
that's, you know, and you know, that's how it goes, man. But yeah, so moving on along, Bray Wyatt comes out, dude, the new face of fear. Undertaker always had these mystical powers and things, and it appears Bray Wyatt is somehow, I don't know if he's like possessed by the devil or what, but it seems like he can make thunder and lightning happen just by making it happen.
Or was that Undertaker just like, you know, playing mind games, trying to play guy mind games with him? I mean, that could have possibly been it.
Yeah, was that the Undertaker making the lightning and the thunder happen and letting Bray Wyatt think that he was doing that?
Yeah, it could have been either one. It could have been Taker doing it or Bray Wyatt doing it. You know, to taunt Taker,
or
even more,
it could have been the people in the back. You know, the people that run the show.
Sure.
Oh goodness, that goes without saying, right? No, I mean, we're talking storyline. We like to try to create the illusion for everybody at home because that's what it's all about. You know,
exactly.
Having fun with the illusion of it all.
The illusion.
So if we ever sound like we're totally marking out over it, we're just trying to paint the picture pretty for you.
Exactly.
You know, because I mean that's what this is all about, having fun and making it colorful. All right. So yeah, Bray Wyatt versus Undertaker. That's gonna be great. I mean, we've got a great one there. I mean, we haven't seen Taker since last year. You know. So okay, moving along. Daniel Bryan versus Dolph Ziggler. One on one.
Man, let me add, with the special guest referee, Dean Ambrose.
Yes, indeed. I think I might actually go back and watch that one again
after we get done here, because I think I really want to watch that match again. Those two guys, like we were talking about earlier, put the title on one of them and let's have a feud, you know.
Well, you know, back a couple months ago, you know, Bryan and Ziggler, well, we thought there was going to end up being a Mania match between them. You know, they was kind of going back and forth, tweeting or talking about, you know.
Oh, yeah, let's steal the show together.
Doing a match. So.
It's good that they're doing this now.
So since they're both in an actual match with the IC title on the line, but it being more participants, they're like, well, hey, okay. We can do a match on Raw. And we can have a single match like they did the same on SmackDown.
I just thought about something, man. Wasn't it like just a couple of weeks ago that... we took a little vacation last week on our episode. Last week, something went down where I'm almost positive like Dean Ambrose or pretty sure Dolph Ziggler both called Daniel Bryan a little turd.
Yeah, they did. they both called him a turd.
Oh, dude. I laughed so hard, man.
The turd goat.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like Dolph Ziggler is like, yeah, you are a turd. Like he's agreeing, you know?
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
So Dean, he's out there, you know, he's special guest referee, and Dolph Ziggler gets to do 1, 2, 3.
Again.
Yeah, I mean, golly. What did he hit his finishing move, right? Or was it something different?
He hit the zigzag, I believe.
Wow, man. I mean, there you go. I mean, I don't see Dolph Ziggler winning at WrestleMania just because of that, because he was successful back-to-back like that.
Oh.
Dean hits his thing, his...
Dirty Deeds.
Yes. He hits it on somebody, on both of them. Well, I don't know. He hits it on somebody.
Yeah, I think all the wrestlers, like, started coming out and pulling out.
Yeah, and ladders. There were some ladders that got involved, and here comes Harper. Here comes the gang.
Yeah, well, I think he hit it on Dolph Ziggler, his dirty deeds, and I think he hit it on maybe another face, and then he hit it on a heel possibly too.
And I just want to say this, Bad News Barrett is freaking awesome. That guy right there, man. I hope he is the WWE champion next year, man. I hope he's in the championship match at WrestleMania next year. I hope he wins the Royal Rumble next year. If he can go injury-free, man, and keep his momentum, Bad News Barrett, ladies and gentlemen, look out. I'm telling you, man. I know, like, all these NXT guys are coming up, but Wade Barrett, you know. Hey, maybe drop the Bad News and let him go back to Wade Barrett, you know. Either way. The guy he's got the look, he's got the talk, he's got the in-ring ability.
Fantastic. Well, I think him going back to Wade Barrett actually would be better.
Yeah, because dude, I don't know about you, but I grew up in a time when you hear Bad News and you think Bad News Brown, you know, who was awesome, by the way, the Ghetto Blaster.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, which was like an Enziguri kick.
Do you remember going to the Von Braun Civic Center in Huntsville, Alabama, and your older brother took us to watch a WWF live event back then? We saw Bad News Brown take on Jake the Snake Roberts, and Jake the Snake hit a DDT and beat him 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that, dude. I thought it was the greatest thing I ever saw, man.
That was cool.
But yeah, so moving along. We got the main event, so to speak. It wasn't necessarily a match. It was more of a Paul Heyman comes out. Brock Lesnar is there with him. Paul Heyman hypes it up. And then, oh, here comes Reigns. And then what do we get at the end, Heiss?
I'm not going to say anything derogatory toward, like, Lesnar or Reigns. But as far as the finish, it wasn't really either one of their faults. You know, it's just basically creative. I mean, this is my opinion, but the way they did that whole finish, Then, like, I like the part. Now, I did like the part where Reigns snatched the belt out of Lesnar's hands.
Yeah, that was.
Now, that cool. was pretty cool. But when Lesnar went to grab the belt back, it was like they was playing, like struggling, like over like two little kids are struggling over a yeah. little toy.
Yeah, play along with me, Hoss. He's like, it's mine, it's mine,
it's mine, it's mine. No, no, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. I mean, and like I said, I'm not saying anything bad towards Lesnar or Reigns. It was creative, you know.
Oh yeah, they're just following, you know, what they're told.
And even Vince Russo said something, you know, tweeted something to Vince McMahon about that, said that just was totally wrong to, you know, to
spend 3 hours building up a show and that's what you get, you know.
Like, exactly.
I mean, that's I don't know, man, dude. What should have happened was. Roman Reigns should have slid in the ring, and he should have just mowed Brock Lesnar down, or got up on his face or something.
Yeah.
And then they just started throwing punches. You know, let's don't have a little, I mean, I don't know, take the belt out of his hand, hold it up, and then have Brock Lesnar cold cock his butt, you know?
Yeah, well, they should have at least had some kind of a fight, a physical, some physical, you know.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar hit him, and then, you know, he hits him back, and then so on. You know,
I mean, now, if they would have had that, also the same thing like the guy Aaron Riff said on NoDQ. Mm-hmm. He said, like, well, okay, now, if this was like a, you know, a go-home show for, like, Hell in a Cell, or if it was a go-home show for, like, you know, one of the, like, not one of the big pay per views. If it was for like something, and they did something like that, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. But you got your go home show for WrestleMania, yeah. the biggest show of the year. Mm-hmm. You need to have to do something a whole lot bigger than that.
Yep. They should have, man. I mean, let's see an F5 through the announce table or something, you know?
Exactly. Or a spirit through the barricade.
Yeah, there you go. On Lesnar, yeah, that would be great. Or even on Paul Heyman, you know?
Yeah.
Something. Even, you know, something. Other than a tug of war when it goes off the air, I mean.
Well, I'll tell you what would have been cool. He gets Roman Reigns, spears Lesnar through the barricade, and then Heyman gets, like, Roman Reigns' attention, but then Brock gets back up, even after getting speared through the barricade, and then he grabs Roman Reigns and F5s him through the Spanish announce table.
Yeah. Announce table. You bring up something. Oh, I'll talk about it in a little bit. Let's do it. Hey, buddy. This is, like I said, we're days away from WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
And here we are. We've made it to the end of Monday Night Raw there. And it's time to give our predictions. I'll run down the card of WrestleMania, and we'll give our predictions. The pre-show, WrestleMania pre-show, will be the WWE Tag Team Championship Fatal 4-Way match between the Usos and Los Matadores, and the Tag Team Champions Tyson Kidd and Cesaro versus that team that we still don't know. Hush, who do you pick?
Well, I still wish I could remember who it was. I can't, but I'm going with Ken Cesaro retaining.
Yeah. I mean, they're a fantastic team. I mean, they're doing a great job. I'm happy for those guys, man.
And they got that hot netty, you know, on their
corner. Oh, you ain't lying, dude. Oh man, yeah, totally. Oh yeah, here we go, buddy. Here's the match that everybody's going to be talking about. The Intercontinental Championship ladder match. Bad News Barrett defending his Intercontinental Championship versus Dean Ambrose versus Daniel Bryan versus R-Truth versus Dolph Ziggler versus Luke Harper versus Stardust.
Okay, well, before I had picked, you know, that I'd like to see either Ambrose or Dolph or Daniel Bryan to win the title, but I thought, you know, I was picking my prediction as far as being who's going to win it, Bad News Barrett, but I'm changing it. I believe Daniel Bryan's going to walk up with the title.
Yeah, that'd be cool, man.
Because since he's already lost to Dolph twice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It would make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's just not the kind of guy that's going to get his shoulders pinned to the mat, much less twice in a couple of weeks. So, you know, it seems fishy there. So you're probably right. I mean, anybody that's putting money on this, listen to Heist, man. As for me, I'm going to say Daniel Bryan also will win. But as who I want to see actually win, I want to see Bad News Barrett or Luke Harper win. But like I said, Daniel Bryan will win that match. And if he don't, well, you can punch us in the face. Yeah. Find us and try. But yeah, I mean, this is going to be great no matter which direction you go. Seth Rollins versus Randy Orton 1-on-1 finally. I mean, good golly. What can they do that we haven't seen?
Randy Orton beats Seth Rollins.
Yeah, definitely. He'll hit him with a RKO.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. It would be awesome if he just, like, I don't know, man. I mean, but let's not count Seth Rollins out, man. I mean, he might put the beating on him, you know. We might not, because he's been, think about it, kind of how we talked about Daniel Bryan getting his butt whipped and whatnot, doing the job, so to speak. Well, Rollins has been doing that for a long time. What if Orton, like, you know, Rollins might dominate the whole match or something. Like, maybe get the upper hand before the bell rings with some help from a security guys or something. I don't know. But I'm with you. Randy Orton on that one, you know. That's got to be who wins that one. I mean, otherwise. Because Rollins has the briefcase to fall back on, so he can't be harmed. The United States Championship, my friend. John Cena versus Rusev.
Yeah, we're going to... I really believe wholeheartedly we're going to see a new champion there. John Cena wins the United States title and makes it relevant. Well, is it, like I said, the same one we talked about the IC title earlier. Daniel Bryan making the IC title relevant again. Same with Cena winning the U.S. title. Those mid-card titles finally become relevant again. With you got two top stars holding two mid-card titles.
Yep. That would be a great way to go. Most definitely, sir. The Bella Twins, well, they're at WrestleMania, they're going to be taking on Paige and AJ Lee. You can look, but you can't touch, Haas.
Paige and AJ, you know, they had their little cat fight, you know, on Raw, but I believe they're going to get things back to get, you know, they're going to get it all back together and again, everything, and they're going to beat the Bella Twins.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, it would almost be pointless. I mean, there's only one women's match. It's kind of sad, man, to be honest. And I don't know. It just seems like the baby faces should go over in this case, just to keep the people happy or something at this point.
And just let me say before you go on, if you've noticed, I've picked faces in every match except for the kickoff pre-show.
Have you?
Yeah, it's been cool. Every match has been a face winning.
And hey, you know who Heist is picking? Is who you should probably, like, if you're a betting man or a betting woman. Because I know people, they bet on these things more these days. Mm-hmm. And, not to say that he's got the answers.
Yeah, but, that's exactly.
But, you know, this guy knows. So, yeah. But, yeah, so the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal matchup will consist of... Are you ready for this, Haas? I've been preparing for this one. We will see Connor, Victor, Kane, Big Show, Darren Young, Titus O'Neil, Jack Swagger, The Miz, Ryback, Curtis Axel, Fandango, Adam Roses, Zack Ryder, Eric Rowan, Sin Cara, Damian Sandow, Goldust, Mark Henry, Heath Slater, all crammed in. And I even hear an NXT guy.
Exactly. He's got, there's gonna be a, there's supposed to be some kind of tournament thing, and winner of that is supposed to be in the battle royal.
But the WrestleMania access.
Yep. Okay, but as far as my prediction here, yeah, the NXT guy is gonna have, whoever it is, he's gonna have a great show on. But I'm not picking the NXT guy, and I was, you know, I actually thought, you know, well, Ryback, he's probably got the best chance out of everybody. But here's my pick. Out of nowhere, I'm finally picking a heel to win this match.
Yeah.
A returning Sheamus.
Oh, yeah. Sheamus. I didn't mention Sheamus. That's because he's not confirmed, but hey. Inside sources say.
Yeah, I'm still picking him, though. Even I'm still picking him to be a surprise entrant, and he'll win it.
Yeah, and you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of Edge returning and winning the Royal Rumble a few years ago.
The way I see it, like I see it go down, is Ryback will think he's got it won. He'll come down to him and maybe like Big Show or something like somebody like that, somebody real big, and Ryback will toss him over and he'll be like, "Wow, he just eliminated like the big guy, the biggest guy in there," and all of a sudden, like you know, people that you know, Sheamus music hits or something. He's all of a sudden he's in there. You know, he might not even, you know, show up until like in the end of it, and then he ends up eliminating Ryback, and that's it.
And how cool would that be,
fella?
Ryback win the match. He dumps, like you said, Big Show or somebody over the top rope.
Yeah,
he's raising his hands, he's celebrating. But there's no music, there's no announcement. Sheamus' music hits. Sheamus comes, it's a shame. He comes walking down the aisle, and he's looking slow and cocky. And he's taking his time. Fella, how cool would that be, man?
Yeah.
Like, he's showing up on his time. And he's got a new outfit, and he looks like a 50s greaser. I don't know. No, I don't know. Anything's possible in the WWE double.
There was something I was going to mention, though. I mean, I know we're doing predictions, but I watched a thing with Ryback off No DQ. Mm-hmm. He was...
I was talking about the Battle Royal.
Yeah, he was doing... He did a really emotional promo, which was really awesome.
And that right there leads me to believe he'll be one of the final members in the Battle Royal.
Yeah. It'll either be him or Sheamus, but like I said, if I've got to pick one person, it'll be Sheamus. That's a returning Sheamus to win it.
That's a good pick, man. I personally want to see Damian Sandow win. I know that's far-fetched.
Oh, well, yeah. I wouldn't be disappointed with that.
I mean, let's see Sheamus and Ryback. They're fighting, and then, like, you know, they end up knocking each other over somehow, and Damian Sandow drops the Miz from his name, finally, and becomes his own man. I mean,
well, I'll say this, even if Damian Sandow doesn't win, which I don't think he will, he's got a good chance, but I don't think he'll win it. But I think he will at least throw Miz over the top.
And you know, it's Curtis Axel in this. Yeah, Curtis Axel's in this match.
Yeah,
I mean, Snoop Dogg threw him over the top rope, man. Come on.
Yeah, man. I don't really actually. Honestly, don't see him. I mean, he could last to like, you know, close to the end, but I don't see it. I see him getting eliminated quick.
It's just like this, Heis.
I mean, that's sad to say.
This is supposed to be the reality era, and I'm not knocking Snoop Dogg at all, dude, but he's probably built like I am. You know, like, I'm, like, not a big buffer, dude. And, like, if we're seriously supposed to take Curtis Axel serious, like, for real, How can we? How can we? If he gets thrown over the top rope by Snoop Dogg,
man,
a guy that's not a pro wrestler, you know what I'm saying?
I tell you honestly, man, I think my arms are bigger than Snoop Dogg's are.
Oh, probably so, dude. And it's not knocking Snoop Dogg at all.
No.
The fact of going over the top rope, throwing a superstar. I mean, come on, man. And if that's what we get, how are we ever supposed to get behind Curtis Axel ever again?
Yeah.
And take him seriously. And that's really sad because, you know, I know he don't want to hear that crap, and I wouldn't want to hear that crap. But you know, it's like he's driving that car, and you know that's the only car he's got to drive, just like everybody else. You know.
Well, you know, it would be kind of cool to actually say Curtis Axel actually win it. You know, it would be a really big swerve if he actually won.
Nobody expects that.
Nobody see it coming.
He could brag about that for the whole next year and have a gimmick, man, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Triple H is going to take on that guy. What's his name?
He was only on, like, you know, WCW for like 20-something years.
The Black Scorpion. No, that's not his name.
No. I think it's Rick Flair. No, wait, no. Sting. Sting, that's who it is.
Sting. From Venice Beach, California.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, wait, that's his old music.
And blue eyes. Blonde hair. Down. Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, Sting versus Triple H. Good golly, man. I mean, that's the match that, I don't know, we've been dreaming to see Sting on WWE television since we were kids. I know you have, mm-hmm. much like I have. I used to have the action figures. Remember the WCW action figures and Sting? The WCW action figures didn't move at that time. They were like hard rubber, and they were still cool though. And Sting was all like muscled up, like he was posing his muscles. And then like the WWF ones at the time, they were like hard plastic, and they had these weird moving arms and stuff. I don't know. But I always dreamed, like, wow, wouldn't it be cool if like they were on the same team, like Sting was in WWF or something. And we finally are seeing it go down. We finally got to see Sting in the ring side by side with Orton at the Raw before, fighting alongside and showing his aggressiveness and his wild mannered behavior, which is a nice thing to see.
Oh yeah,
we're finally gonna see it, man.
It's gonna be a great match. I think it's gonna be a great match. It's not gonna. I don't think it's going to be a show-stealing match, but it's going to be a really good one.
See, the thing is, these two guys are such big names, such huge names in the business. No matter what they do, it's going to be gold.
Yeah.
They could go out there and just do a couple of clotheslines and a couple of, you know, kick out of a finisher or two. I mean, they don't even really have to do much of anything to get the crowd on their feet, because I'm already on my feet.
Yeah, that's right.
You know. It's not even happening. So, you know, even if Triple H grabs Sting, hits the pedigree, and beats him, I'm totally fine with it. It doesn't really matter to me, like, who wins this match. It's more of, let's just see it happen.
Well, okay, here goes my prediction as far as that match. Yeah. And I'm on, the only reason I am making this prediction is because This is just Sting's first match.
Oh yeah.
In WWE, so I'm picking Sting to win.
Yeah.
Only because of that reason. Because
Sting has to win. I mean, it just makes no sense for him not to win.
I mean,
if Sting loses, then they better have a 6-month storyline planned out that's gonna make him shine.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because you know, it just. Sting's like, he's a legend, man. And Triple H knows this. And Triple H is responsible for NXT, so we know Triple H's head is in the right place.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't have anything to worry about. Here's one for you. Old Darkness. Bray Wyatt versus Phenom, The Undertaker.
You know what? I want to... Look, Undertaker has went. He went 21 straight wins at WrestleMania. 21 straight. Unblemished record. Last year at WrestleMania, lost to Brock Lesnar, the streak is over. He is 21-1. So this match is really hard to predict, but I really want to say that Bray Wyatt is going to beat him. But I don't know. It's really hard. That's one that's really, really hard to predict. I mean, normally it wouldn't be, you know, especially if Undertaker's streak was intact. Yeah. You know, because then everybody would basically be saying, yeah, Taker's going to win. Well, more likely, he probably will anyway. I think he's going to, so yeah, I think Taker's going to take it.
Taker's going to take it,
but Bray is going to give him a battle of his life, man. I'm telling you, he is.
Yeah. Now, wouldn't it be cool if they have, like, an incredible knockdown drag out match, and then like Bray Wyatt's out, you know, Undertaker finally makes him tap out to the Hell's Gate or something, you know, and you know, oh, and the music's playing down, and then okay, and then Undertaker's like, okay, I'm on my feet, and hey, I'm helping Bray Wyatt up. And he helps him up, man, and, like, hugs him or something, you know?
Yeah, that would be awesome. Wouldn't that be cool?
Like, he passes it down, so, or does something, you know, like, gets on his knee and does this thing towards him or something, you know? Like, with the urn, you know?
Yeah, like...
Or gives Bray Wyatt the urn, man.
Oh, man, yeah, that would be awesome.
Dude.
That would be awesome.
I mean, that would be, like... That would be clever.
That would be a smart move by WWE and creative. Yeah.
Even if he doesn't use it a year from now, you know, use it and use it to project him into that limelight, you know, of the next Undertaker, you know.
Yeah, and the way I see it, if it happens that way, this could be the possibility of a probable Bray Wyatt face turn.
Oh, man, that'd be great. And when you think about it, I mean, he's, I don't know. I guess you could call him heel. But, I mean, he doesn't, like, run the fans down. He's not that kind of heel. He's more of a, I don't know, traditional. Well, I don't know. That's not traditional.
Well, you know, he's been doing, like, the whole cult gimmick. But, that was mainly when he was with the Wyatt family. He's not really, I don't think he's doing it so much now as when he was with the, you know, Harper and Rowan.
But, yeah, it's not so much a cult thing now.
I see Bray Wyatt turning face here soon. If not at Mania.
Wouldn't it be great, though, to see, like, a torch pass in some way? Like Undertaker be Wyatt, but at the same time, he's like, golly, you know. Like, dang, dude, I respect you, man. And, like, he shows it somehow. That would just be magnificent, you know. As long as he don't bury Bray Wyatt. Because Bray Wyatt's the future.
Oh, I don't.
Undertaker's not, you know. So let's, you know, we got to see something.
I definitely don't see that happening. Bray won't get buried.
It'll be a good. Even if they just shook hands at the end, that would be freaking awesome, man. Nobody would ever expect that. Like, they shake hands like real wrestlers do. Mm. You know? Like, they're supposed to be these evil demon dudes. But they're like, hey, man, good match.
Yeah.
Handshake. That would be so cool. Let's see. All right, man. Moving along here. The main event for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Brock Lesnar, the champion, defends against Roman Reigns. Who's your pick, Heis?
Okay, well, here's what I'm going with. And I know this is going to really sound really wild. And this probably is unlikely going to happen, but I believe... The way Raw ended, okay, and Brock resigning, even though he resigned, I still see him losing the belt to Roman Reigns, but not without help. I can see a possible Heyman turning on Lesnar and help Reigns to win the title. Okay, but I'm not done yet. He helps Reigns, turns his back on Lesnar, and then Rollins comes out and cashes in his money in the bank, and then Heyman turns right back and does the same thing to Reigns, and yeah, Rollins wins the title.
Oh, man, like he's planned, like he's going to screw Lesnar, and he uses Reigns to do it, and Reigns is just a tool. He thinks he's the stuff, but really he's just the pawn. And then like Seth Rollins comes in and he's the conqueror and he takes the title, and then like, but Paul Heyman's the one pulling the strings the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, you know, like Heyman, like,
that's how they should do it. That's how they should do
Heyman
it.
Heyman turns his back on Lesnar, helps Reigns win, then he turns his back on Reigns to help Rollins win.
And I guarantee you, if you told that to Vince McMahon right now, he would wet his pants and they would have to bring in another set of trousers. I'm telling you, dude, that right there is the way to go, man. And of course, I mean, what I was going to say, I know that Roman Reigns is your guy. I'm pulling for Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Now that he's re-signed, you know, I'm kind of hoping that he wins because they can drag it out. But either way, but what you just told me, that's a fantastic idea, and I'd love to see that happen.
You know, like I said earlier, I predicted Orton to beat Rollins. Well, like I said earlier, too, you can see this coming out where, okay, Rollins is now a Heyman guy. Lesnar is no more a Heyman guy. Reigns is not a Heyman guy, which we, for a few seconds or a few minutes, thought he might end up being a Heyman guy because he, you know, helps him beat Brock Lesnar. Heyman beats Reigns, beat Lesnar. And then Rollins comes in, cashes in, he helps Rollins. So Rollins is the Heyman guy. So I could see Brock Lesnar eventually at some pay-per-view. Possibly, it would probably be better to do this if they're going to make it a fatal four-way match. It would be probably best to try and do it at SummerSlam. I don't know if they'll do it at one of the little mini pay-per-views, but they could. Like Brock Lesnar versus Randy Orton versus Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins. All four of those guys will stay in the main event picture.
Oh, yeah.
No Definitely. Doubt.
Yep. Yeah, that right there is like a fatal four-way, like you were saying, between those four. That'd be a great pay-per-view match, man. Hellacious.
But yeah, I would like to see. I mean, that's a bold prediction as far as like what I said, Heyman turning on Brock and then turning on Reigns. But it could happen.
Yeah, I mean, we have heard Heyman mowing down Reigns a whole lot, you know, getting personal with his family and stuff. What if he's just doing that to bait Lesnar? But at the same time, who knows, man?
He's baiting both of them.
Yeah, there you go. Like Rollins, you know. I mean, and then that would set up the whole backlash of the authority. How are they going to take it and whatnot and things?
Yeah.
But yeah, anybody who's out there listening to us talk still, man, we'd sure love it if you'd just comment and say hi, or, you know, say we suck or something, you know, let us know. What's your WrestleMania predictions, anybody? Do you like wrestling, you know, let us know, we'd love to know. We're going to split into a commercial break, we'll be right back, how about that? Yeah.
I don't wanna grow up, I'm a Toys R Us kid.
There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with.
I don't wanna grow up, I'm a Toys R Us kid.
They've got the best for so much less, you really flip your legs from my shoe chain.
Welcome back, everybody. Time to talk some TNA Impact here at the Pro Wrestling Therapy Session. Yeah.
Impact?
Impact this past week was pretty good, man. I mean, it seems like it's got its ups and downs, but TNA seems, for the most part, like they're stepping it up and they're saying, hey, Here we are. We're going to do the best we can with what we got. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Ultimate X tag team match kicked off the show. We see the Wolves take on the Bromans.
Oh, man, that was such an awesome match.
I know, and when you first hear Bromans, you know, you automatically think...
Yeah, exactly.
But dude, man, I mean, it was like DJ Z was out there, right?
Yeah.
Man, those guys were tearing it up, man.
Well, Jesse Goddard, he's gotten a lot, you know. Yeah, he's gotten a lot better.
He was kind of like the guy that fell into the cracks into the background, and now he seems to be rising to a little bit more and being more aware, you know, more known. But that's a good thing, man. The Wolves ended up taking that one, the victory on that one.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of a bittersweet night. Samoa Joe, the Samoan submission machine, a man who has been with TNA Wrestling for 10 years now, wrestled his final match with TNA Wrestling on this episode of Impact versus Austin Aries.
Well, it's a good match.
Yeah, and basically what ended up happening, low-key interfered and got Joe DQ disqualified. Nothing spectacular there, but...
Oh, not yet. I remember this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You remember, don't you?
if I'm not mistaken, yeah.
So, go for it.
I'm trying to remember.
So Aries got his briefcase. He got his briefcase back, making trouble for the Beatdown Clan. But then who comes out?
Yeah, that's right. He laid out Low-Key and and Joe was like, I think Joe was laid out too.
Yeah.
And then who comes out? Rockstar Spud.
Oh yeah.
With his case, his X Division case.
Mm-hmm.
He cashes it in.
New X Division champion.
Low-Key. New X Division champion.
It is great.
And it was his, man, it was his time to, you know.
Mm-hmm. He didn't beat Ethan Carter III, but he won the freaking X Division championship. And that's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he's got a bald head.
You know? Yeah, and he had it all bandaged up, too.
Yeah. It's crazy, but you know what, man? That's good for him, man. He seems like he's a good dude. Hey, we saw your girl, man. Awesome Kong. She took on Taryn Terrell there. A little action smaction on TNA. I couldn't tell you what happened. I have question marks.
Well, I tell you, I'm still a pretty big fan of Awesome Kong. I'm not quite as big on her as I used to be, but. Yeah, she's still pretty awesome. Yeah, at the end of that match, Taryn Terrell retains her title.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She ends up pinning Gail Kim with schoolgirl.
You're right, man. Gail Kim was in that match, too. Thank you for letting us all know. I would have just let the world think that there was no Gail Kim. How could I forget such a lovely, lovely woman?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness. All right. So, we got James Storm versus Matt Hardy.
Oh, man. That was crazy.
Basically, we end up seeing James Storm cheating.
Yeah, well, what happened was...
It's like a no DQ match, right?
Yeah, it basically came down to where, you know, Matt Hardy had Storm reeling, and all of a sudden, what's his name? Sonata. He blows the mist in Matt Hardy's face. He blows the mist in Matt Hardy's face, and then James Storm has the cowbell. And hits Matt Hardy in the back. And then Matt Hardy turns around and is like against the ropes, comes off the rope. James Storm hits a super kick. Matt Hardy doesn't bump yet. He goes against the rope again. James Storm hits another super kick. 1, 2, 3.
Wow. That's cool. Thank you for watching that. Thank you for letting us all know, because I don't even remember any of that there. It sounds like a nice finish. And, you know, knowing that Matt Hardy signed on with TNA, that's a cool thing, you know.
Oh, well, they beat him up a little more after the match, so.
Ah, beat down from the Revolution.
Yeah.
Hey, Heiss. Dude, man. The freaking main event. Hey, hey, hey. Finally, we see Kurt Angle, the Olympic gold medalist, go against the what's it called? Lashley?
Lashley.
Hey, what did they call him? The Conqueror?
The Destroyer.
The Destroyer Lashley, the TNA champion. What a great match.
That match, like I said, you know, that match reminded me a lot of, like I've said before, it reminded me a lot of the match back when that Kurt Angle had at WrestleMania 19 in WWE against Brock Lesnar.
Yes, sir.
They tore it up.
It was like Clash of the Titans kind of thing, you know.
And Kurt Angle, he finally gets Lashley down in the ankle lock submission. I think I think the commentator said it was like the third or fourth time that he put him in the ankle lock submission. And then Lashley was trying to get to the ropes again, and Angle pulls him back and, you know, just does the takedown where he wraps his legs around Lashley's leg and his ankle, and just wrenching. And Lashley tapping, lapping. We have a new champion.
Tapping, lapping, man.
We have a new champion, Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle wins the TNA Championship once again.
And the guy deserves it, man. Definitely.
No doubt, man. I mean, the dude is. If I don't know what WWE's problem is, man. All I know is he should be up there among the elect. He should be being inducted to the Hall of Fame or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
WWE. Maybe they're saving it for a couple years down the road. You know, maybe Triple H and Angle, maybe they talked and said, look, let's wait a couple years and then we'll work the system. Who knows, man?
Yeah.
Angle's got to be in there. I mean, there's no way if, ands, or buts about that. And hey, let's go ahead and go out on a limb and let's put Kane in there too. I mean, I know that's, you know, he's not retired, but.
Well, yeah, he'll still be. I still see him being in the Hall of Fame. He's
totally
paid his dues.
Totally. Totally. But yeah, man. Time to switch the gears. You ready to switch the gears?
Oh yeah, I'm ready to switch gears for him.
NXT.
Yeah.
We're talking about the March 19th edition, 2015, yo. Columbus, yeah. Ohio. First time ever NXT. We see NXT outside of Florida, man. We're hyping up the Ohio crowd, man. What a great environment for wrestling that was.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really remember what the matches were, because that was almost a week ago,
yeah.
But.
It's all good. Well, so we saw, remember Kalisto, he took on Tyler Breeze.
Oh, yeah.
It was a nice, amazing match there. Tyler Breeze ended up sinking in that beauty shot, spinning heel kick, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's just so amazing how, he does that. I mean, we've seen so many wrestlers do that move, you know, but. You know, it was just like a regular move, but when Tyler Breeze hits it, it's like, you know, you're out, you know.
His boot is totally loaded.
Oh, yeah.
He's got some heavy stuff going on in that boot, man.
Maybe it could be like the strings he's got on the boots and stuff. You know, it could be that.
But you know what? At the same time, I mean, he's just so, what is he? He's the Prince of Pretty, man.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, I don't know what it is.
nonetheless,
he definitely, it was either the money or it was the spinning heel kick that kept Kalisto on the mat. It was one of the two.
it was the, I believe it was the beauty shot.
Yes, indeed. But hey, we also saw Big Cass, man, Colin Cassidy. He took on Wesley Blake in a singles match, man. That was different.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what happened, but I got Wesley Blake marked down as the victor.
Yeah.
Wesley Blake is, of course, one half of the NXT Tag Team Champions.
Yeah, along with Buddy Murphy.
Yes, indeed. Those guys, man, what a great tag team they are, man. And you know, Enzo Amore, wow, man, him and Big Cass. I mean, I'm ready to see a tag team war with these two teams, man. Maybe we'll see one at the next takeover event.
Yeah, I'm not sure when that is, but, you know, though, I can say I'm definitely defending the titles against Colin Cassidy and, what was his name?
Wesley Blake. Enzo Amore.
Colin Cassidy.
Big Cass and Enzo Amore.
Yeah, Big Cass and Enzo Amore.
Soft.
Yeah.
Go to our Twitter page and you will see a picture that posted the other day of Kevin Owens. It's he and Dusty Rhodes. Dusty Rhodes had come to visit him. And Kevin Owens clearly has on the soft t-shirt. Soft.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
And now Kevin Owens suffered a shoulder injury or something.
Yes, indeed. But so we get a graphic of Dana Brooke is coming soon. I have no idea who that is.
I don't even remember seeing that.
I made note of it. And apparently, Dana Brooke is coming soon.
Coming soon!
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I won't say it again. You can just rewind. But hey, we also get Columbus, Ohio got a non-title NXT Women's Championship match between Alexa Bliss and the champion Sasha Banks, the boss.
The boss.
Alexa Bliss gained the victory by a count out. She's that amazing girl that hit that splash, right?
I think so.
Did she win that match with a count out or was it a splash? I've got it marked
down.
It's
kind of hard to remember.
I've got it marked down. It was a count out victory. But I remember seeing her do like a splash, kind of twisting splash or something, right?
It may have been a splash to the outside or something, and then maybe that's how she beat her. And then she got back in the ring and it was a count out.
Maybe so.
Now, I'm not sure. But.
Well, nonetheless, backstage we see Regal make a rematch for the championship, which is cool. Main event, we see Alex Riley. He set foot in the ring with the champion there, the NXT champion, Kevin Owens.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I mean, those two finally like had their big blowout match. You know, they kind of teased a little bit at the announce table. And Riley's got a great look, and he's rage and all that, but it just wasn't enough to take on Kevin Owens, you know, to the limit. I mean, Kevin Owens got the do in the end. He smashed him with a powerbomb, buddy.
Yeah.
One, two, thrice.
Kevin Owens is the man.
Indeed, man.
He's like the Brock Lesnar of NXT.
He is. He totally is, man. I mean, it just seems like Sami Zayn is kind of taking the back seat and is kind of going away for a while, which I think is a great idea. And maybe bring him back after people forget about him a little while, you know? Because he just seemed to be like the guy that was shoved in our throats, which was fine because it was fantastic. But give Kevin Owens a chance to establish his character. And then when Sami Zayn comes back, reinstate the feud and we'll see something special.
You know, speaking of NXT and about Kevin Owens, there's supposed to be a match between him and Finn Balor. Mm-hmm. But I had read something also. There was something else I had read on a No DQ that supposedly I don't know if it's just a rumor or what, but there's mention that Finn Balor, I believe that's who it is, that Finn Balor possibly going to the main roster shortly after WrestleMania, sometime in April.
Yeah, I read the same thing, man. And that's definitely... So, I've never claimed to know everything. So many things happen. So we have not seen Finn Balor versus Kevin Owens yet, correct?
No.
Because he's the number one contender that won the tournament, right?
That's right.
And we have not seen that match take place. Okay. Well, I just want to make sure.
Yeah. But okay. Yeah, you know, he's supposed to be going to the main roster here soon, so I don't know what they're doing.
I can see it happening, man. He's definitely... He seems more comfortable and more ready than, say, Hideo or Tommy. I'm not saying anything bad about that guy. He just seems more ready for the big, you know, for the grind.
Yeah, speaking of Hideo or Tommy, I'd still want to see him hit the GTS.
Oh, you ain't lying, dude. I mean, you might as well put the title on that guy if he hits the GTS, man. He'll be so over.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, got anything else to add about NXT, man?
NXT, man, I just tell you, Triple H is doing an awesome job with those guys, man. He's, it's the future, you know, the future.
Oh, no doubt, man. I mean, they continue week in and week out every week.
Just like you got the, you know, with the future of WWE, you got like, you know, Ambrose, Rollins, Reigns, Bryan. It's the same with NXT. I mean, you got Kevin Owens, Finn Balor, you know, Hideo Itami,
Sami Zayn,
Baron Corbin.
Adrian Neville.
I mean,
it's a bunch of guys, man. When you actually line it up like that, it really is.
Yeah, you got a lot of future talent in NXT, but you also got a lot of future talent in WWE, too. So,
And when you think about it, they're already stars in their own right, like the NXT guys. So it's really, really cool to think about seeing each and every one of them in their own way when they do make it to the main roster. Even like Charlotte and Bayley and Sasha Banks. Oh my goodness, man. When they all make their debut. And just think of all the new talents that hasn't even been signed yet that we'll be seeing next year and the year after that.
But, you know, as far as when they do get up to the main roster, you know, this is like, reminds me like with the Ascension. They need to start, you know, creative needs to start doing better things with the when they bring him up to the main roster.
Yeah.
I mean, look what's happened with Bo Dallas. I mean, and, you know,
it's a sad thing.
Adam Rose.
It's almost like they would be better off staying in NXT, you know?
Yeah.
Because unless somebody's ready to be thrown in the garbage, like Ryback or Kane or whoever, then something like the Ascension is never going to work. Because you got to move somebody out of the slot and you got to move somebody in. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, you know?
Well, now, as far as with Ryback, yeah, they was doing him wrong, you know, for a while. They was just, credit was not given, you know, he was just, basically, where he wasn't winning every pay-per-view he was in, he was losing.
Yeah.
You know, but now it's like, hey, they're actually, you know, building him up better.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
But he was.
But you understand what I'm saying about the NXT thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like if they're going to bring people in, I mean, they need to make sure that spot's available before they bring somebody in.
Exactly.
So they can enjoy that spot and so they can shine in it, you know? I mean, they should. I don't care if somebody has to stay in NXT for 4 years, man. Don't bring them up until it's time, you know?
100%. Like they did with the Shield, you know?
Yep.
I mean, look what happened with them. I mean, they were in NXT, and then when they came, you know, they came to WWE, the debut Survivor Series 2012. They didn't have a match then, but that was their debut. That was when they attacked Ryback and put him through the announce table.
That was cool because no one knew who they were. But they were doing it, you know, they were right there.
And they were dominant for, and they still are, all three of them. Yeah. They all still have a really bright future. So,
absolutely.
They've never dropped any of those three guys like they have with the other guys.
So NXT, Triple H, job well done. Job well done. Pat yourself on the back, Barry Horowitz. All right, Heist. Are you ready, man?
Oh, yeah.
It's time for...
What's it time for?
Three questions.
All right.
What we're going to do here is I'm going to ask Heist three trivia questions, pro wrestling related. Some of them may or may not be multiple choice. He will have 20 seconds to answer.
Oh,
and here we go. Question one. Back in the 1980s.
Oh, God.
Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin. What? Wrestled for World Class Championship Wrestling. Heiss, what was his manager / valet's name? Was it A, Sunshine? B, Baby Doll? C, Charlene? Or was it D, Missy Hyatt?
I'm going to just go on a limb right here and say Missy Hyatt. That's too far back. I can't remember. I had no idea.
The correct answer was A, Sunshine.
I know who the heck that is.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Here's a little more modern something for you.
Okay, good.
Question two. Tyson Kidd has really stepped up his game since joining forces with Cesaro to capture the WWE Tag Team Championships. Heist, what is Tyson Kidd's real name? Is it A, Theodore James Wilson? Is it B, Thomas Julian Wilkinson? Is it C, Thaddeus John Henderson? Or is it D, Chad Lemington?
Oh, I have no idea.
But that's it's A, Theodore James Wilson, B, Thomas Julian Wilkinson, C, Thaddeus John Henderson, D, Chad Lemington.
Theodore James.
Thing A?
Yeah. Oh man, that took a wild guess.
You got it right. Heist got it right.
I had no idea. I just took a wild guess.
Yeah, it's a little far out there, man. All right. Shake off the cobwebs.
Okay, so I get 2 out of 3 this time.
All right. I got faith in you, man.
Thank you.
Question 3. Hulk Hogan became a full-fledged heel, or bad guy, when he revealed that he was one of the main members of the NWO back in the mid-1990s. Prior prior to that, it was unheard of that Hogan would ever be a bad guy. However, back in the late 80s, early 90s, there was one particular match that circulated around on videotape that showed a young Hogan as a full-fledged bad guy. This match was put over as the match that Hogan never wanted you to see. Heist, who was Hogan's opponent in this match? Was it A, Rowdy Roddy Piper? B, Moondog Rex? C, the Nature Boy Ric Flair? Or was it D, Jerry the King Lawler?
Jerry the King Lawler.
Lawler put up on the ring. Turnbuckles.
Lawler put up on the ring. Turnbuckles.
Oh, it's glorious.
I was hoping you would mention his name.
That's two out of two. Two out of two. Or two out of three. You got two out of three, man.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, wow.
That's so great, man. You did good on that one, man. Not a lot of people know that. Yeah, Hulk Hogan was a bad guy, man, back in the late 80s or, you know, back in the mid-90s, man. There was a tape going around. I didn't know if you would remember that one or not, but I had a hunch you might remember.
Yeah, well, I was doing that crazy thing. I was like, and then when I was sitting there thinking, that's his name popped in my head. And I was like, and you mentioned him. I was like, okay, I can't wait for this. I was like, sure, Lawler.
Yeah. It's like, please let him be one of the choices.
Yeah. Great. If he wouldn't have been, I wouldn't have known.
Yeah. Oh, man. And, you know, dude, what a great time. We always have a good time, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to wind it down a little bit, but before we do, we would like to say, leave us a comment below. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Pro Rest Therapy. That's at PROWREST Therapy. You can find us on the Podomatic Network, Vimeo, and the show is now available on iTunes. We need you guys help spreading the word, man. We really, really do. I mean,
yeah, we need a lot of that. We could use all the, you know.
Tell your friends to listen to these crazy guys.
Listen to us crazy guys. Exactly.
Because we love talking wrestling.
So, you know? We may be crazy guys, but hey, we know what we're talking about when it comes to wrestling.
We would love to hear from you. You know, let us know what you think. You know. It's always good. Sad. I'm sad, Heist. It's time to split.
Yeah.
We gotta split. But, my name is Bates.
And I'm Heist.
This has been another edition of Pro Wrestling Therapy. Thanks so much for joining us, and we will see you next time. We'll be right back.
Pittsburgh.